The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you from California's capital, it's the Nate Darling Show with Diana Hong, Kareem Daniels, and Christiana D. And now, the man, the myth, the mustache. Here's Nate.
Okay, let's clarify some things. First of all, Kareem is sick. Christiana is not here. She's got a bunch of stuff with work. And my mustache pissed me off a few weeks ago, so it had to be dealt with.
You going
to
tell the story?
No, I told the story a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
If you listen to the show, it will explain to you. Basically, I got a hair from my mustache caught in a can, and it yanked it out, and it made me angry. And I have very poor impulse control when it comes to my mustache making me angry. So it had to go. I literally did not finish the can of soda. I went into my bathroom and took the clippers to it before I could change my mind.
I feel like we should probably discuss you going to anger management. If that's what set you off. You know those people that are like super nice, like really, really nice people, and you just, everyone raves about them, but like in the back of your mind, you're like, there's
that's
something
me.
Has to be wrong with you. Mm-hmm. Because if you're that nice, you're one of those fucking crazies that something random is going to set
that
you off.
And, trigger.
Right? And yeah. No one knows what that trigger is because it's going to be something weird like a fucking mustache, hair pull.
I can explain to you exactly what will set me off if you hurt me.
What emo shit is that? Well, like if they don't pay attention to you while having sex or some shit, call back to the
like
last episode.
Like hurt you physically or
yeah,
hurt your emotions?
Physical pain, especially around my nose.
Oh, no. Mine's my back. Like, yeah. I'm really sensitive. I'm back. Like, do you guys ever have this in elementary school where they, like, randomly, like, try to scare you and they'll slap you in your back hella hard?
Nah.
Nope. Must be
no, that was just for, that was just
okay,
for
so I think I got bullied. Thanks, guys.
That was just for sunburns.
I really feel like I have to go to, like, therapy now. I'm like, I think I got bullied.
It was people
that.
Coming up behind you going, hi-ya!
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was, you racist ass. But anyway, I think that's what, I have, like, these nerve endings or something, like, that really hurt in my back. So, like, when people slap me, like, ooh. It's like, if I had balls, it probably felt the same way.
Yeah. Maybe.
I can't say that because I've never actually given birth, so I don't know the correlation.
Is it like a sharp stinging pain?
Yeah.
You know what you
that
might...
That goes through all, like, yeah, through the down, you, my whole spine.
You might have the...
Cancer? This is awkward.
No. Shingles.
Are you fucking shit. With me,
no,
bro?
No. I'm not saying you have shingles right now, but that's the type of pain that you get
it's
with
the
shingles.
Precursor.
Yeah.
And I actually had shingles in college.
You're smiling when you said that. Like, I don't like that. Why were you smiling?
No, it's yeah, brutal. I know people have gone through
wait,
it.
It's
so
not
I have
totally
shingles?
Uncommon, though. It's
no,
not,
no, no.
It's you, not like you're walking around.
I'm not saying you have shingles.
Let me go to WebMD. I'm going to listen to fuck you guys. WebMD is going to tell me what I have and I don't have. Well,
if you had shingles, you would have an outbreak of some sort. Because I had shingles in college, and they can be brought on by stress, they can be brought on by virus. But
see, that's what I think it's from.
But if you've had chicken pox, then you've got the virus.
Yeah, I did have chicken pox. It was
right.
Because it was an elementary school when
that's
that happened.
Right.
Okay, so that's probably why your back is sensitive. But they have vaccinations for shingles now, which is weird.
Is it too late for us if we've already had the chicken pox?
Well, no, that's why you would get the inoculation for shingles.
Do you need that before you go into school? Because I remember there's a list of things you have to get vaccinated before you register into school, right?
The like, booster shots.
Yeah, like,
yeah, and that's all weird now.
Is shingles not one of
them? Now you can opt out of it. No, well, the shingles vaccine is very new. I don't remember seeing it until like a couple years ago. But when I had shingles, they were like, yeah, it's caused by stress. Here's some cream, rub on it, and you'll be fine.
Yeah,
and
see,
I was.
That makes sense.
Welcome to Medical Talk. We're talking shingles today.
Oh, I've got a better story. One of my friends, her boyfriend at the time, got shingles, and his nipple fell off.
Ah!
No way!
Yeah, because it gets on a nerve, and it starts on your back, and it can wrap around to the front.
Shut
mine,
the fuck up.
Mine was about the size of...
Nipple fell off.
Did it
grow back?
I don't know.
We stopped listening about your story. We don't know about the
your
boyfriend.
Your story's over. I'm at the end
nipple.
Scene of that Christmas movie where Diane Keaton was the mom who had breast cancer.
Stepmom, right?
No, it's a Christmas movie.
I thought that was one of the Christmas movies.
It's a sentimental moment where her nipple's missing, but her husband still gropes her there, and it's like supposed to be like sentimental. That's what I'm imagining with this dude's nip missing.
Did you cry during that scene?
I think I cried a lot.
By the way,
I miss getting laid.
Alejandro and Sam are joining us. They were on the last show.
Greetings.
So if you just tuned in, that's who you're listening to, Sam and Alejandro.
Good times.
Thanks for having us, Nate, darling.
Oh, thanks for being here. It actually worked out really well, considering Kareem lost a battle with his lunch.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm
man up for her. I only say that because he called out Christiana.
He did, but I do not want someone having a battle with their stomach in my house. Because take that shit literally somewhere else.
Okay, I see Nate's point, but I'm just saying, man up, fool. You can bring a fuck. They got the pens, bro. They got you. You don't even got to shit in his house. You can shit in your own pants.
I can't even imagine sitting in that shit trying to do a freaking show.
You do realize you'd be sitting next to that for 2 hours, right? Diana?
Oh, no. I thought I got moved up. I got promoted. And I'd be in Sam's here right now.
Be on this comfy couch.
Yeah, exactly. Because when I was a guest taking Christiana's spot when she couldn't make it, I was on that spot. And I didn't even have to do my research ahead of time because you know how Nate says
it's all right there on the screen.
I'll just fucking be a creep and look over and be like, oh, that's what we're talking about? I can comment then. That's why people think I don't pay attention, which I don't half the time, but it's okay.
The only thing Nate hates worse than pain on his nose area is people looking over his shoulder at his screen. So
especially if it doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about. Because I could see you out of the corner of my eye, trying to find what I was reading and I wasn't reading. So really, I would have been more of a dick if I would just let you search for it.
You're right. That was a generous mention.
Nate only comes off as an asshole. He's not a real asshole.
I play one on TV or on a podcast. So this came out of this was posted in a group I'm a part of that is a fan club for another podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show. Shout out to The Mike O'Mara Show. I'm going to see them live in Reno in November, Cat 2014. Okay, that's the end of my shout outs to other podcasts. Actually, the week before that, I'm going to see Corolla at Cache Creek. So I'm going to support. I'm going to support other podcasts in November.
Spread the love,
spreading it wide like a whore.
You just made an image.
That's what a whore does. Spreads it wide, or just bends over and takes it in tight. I don't know. Anyway, this from Pink News, which
I'm
is your.
Sure, but that was my Friday night.
I'd never heard of this, Diana. Maybe you've heard of Pink News. Pink News, it's not anything about the singer.
Wait, you...
It's Pink News.
Says it on the screen. I'm in the couch seat.
Homosexualist motherfucker. Wait, homophobic motherfucker. That's what it is.
Homosexualist.
I was like, homosexual.
That's a new thing.
Because I know he's not homophobic. Yeah, he's just discriminating against...
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure...
Yeah.
Yes. What are you pretty sure it is? What,
I don't fucking know.
You just got eye rolled.
Just because it was pink. Yes, I eye rolled because I don't know.
No,
if I knew what Pink News was, dude, I would probably not be so angry and miserable right now. Okay, that's I'm setting the bar right there.
Is that where your Gina just shouts out random headlines for the day?
That's. Man, you wouldn't need a podcast. You would be Guinness Book of World Records. You'd be making money with that.
Hey, dude, it's
this
honestly,
just in. We're bombing ISIS.
If your vagina had
boobs
a voice that deep,
boobs
I'd be running.
Boobs on the ground.
It's boobs on the ground.
Fuck that. No, what's the event?
It's good up here in the old vag. Some headlines here. Breaking news. I can see the flow coming.
Who's got a super flow? Shove that up there. I'm done hearing this
gross.
Voice.
That is
I'm
so
done
gross.
Hearing this
We're
voice.
We're done. Hey, We're no. done.
Vagina out.
Okay. So, Pink News is, and I was not aware of this at all. It's pinknews.co.uk.
Let's shake it like a red nose.
It is.
I think it's a pit bull. Do you know that song?
No.
We'll play.
I'm not gangster
as
you
are. No, that should be our closeout song.
We'll see. Pink News bills themselves as Europe's largest gay news service. In this headline, 1 in 5 men are unhappy with their penis size.
Duh.
So that means 4 out of 5 are happy with it. So 1 in 5 men unhappy with their size of their penis. That's according to a study. According to the Observer's British Sex Survey, men are less likely to be happy with the size of their penis than ever before. The survey, which polled 1,052 adults, found that just 79% were content with their penis size. That's down from 86% in 2008, while 21% are now unhappy with the size of their package. Men who earn more and are Scottish men who earn more and Scottish men are far more likely to be happy with their penis size than their poorer English counterparts, with 90% and 88% happy with their size, respectively. And as we learned on the last show, who's Scottish? This guy.
Nate Darling, you chose this one for one reason. And
that's right.
Wait, so I don't... Wait, wasn't there a thing with, like, England or Scotland trying to secede or something like that?
There was a vote last week. They voted no. They are going to
stay
in
the United Kingdom. They basically said, we're so happy with our penises, we don't care that we have no balls. We want to be your bitch.
Yeah, that's all I was going to say. Like, is that what this is tied into? Because I'm pretty sure... No, are you sure? Because I don't think that's a thing. Or maybe... Because how many black people are in that country?
Well, there's a few. Experts have blamed pornography.
Putting that out there.
I appreciate that perspective. There.
I'm putting that out there.
Let's let that breathe.
The Brits have bad teeth and awful penises.
They're like, relatively speaking, like, that's going to Asia and being like, oh, yeah, we're all happy with our dick size. Like, that's not the same thing. Like, you don't, like, it's all relative. Like, if you...
Relative.
Yeah, if you... my fucking dental, relatives?
My dental care sucks.
Yeah.
But my penis is even worse.
But, like, if you have that, and then it's like, you hook up with a girl, and she's... It's like, for me, personally, because it's all about me. But, like, when I hook up with a straight girl, right, I'm just like, oh, my God, this is going to be a lot of work. Because I know what they're used to.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
if I hook up with a gay girl... Well, then if they only been fucking white dudes, then it's not that much work. But if they've been fucking with, like, but anyway, the point being is that you know, like, relatively, like, what they're used to, what they think good. So, like, it's an ego boost.
Right.
You need to find out if you have to go all the way into the wrist or what.
Some people, I said this, I made this comment when I was really, really intoxicated and I had no recollection of it until my friend told me, and I still have no recollection of it. Apparently I said to go down on a girl the first time you hook up with them and they're not your girlfriend, that's a slut thing to do. If you have to put three fingers in, you're a slut. No, she's a slut. If you put three fingers in, she's a slut.
Yeah.
Apparently that's a rule I made up when I was really intoxicated. All I'm saying is it's all relative. So for them to be like, yeah, the percentage wise, we're happy with our dick size. It's like, dude, it's like comparing against like someone less than you or something. Like, I don't know. I don't think that's fair. It's like a white dude comparing against an Asian. It's like, I got a bigger dick. It's like, okay, we kind of anticipated that happening.
Well, let's go with this. I've got a new perspective on this headline.
This is classy.
I've got a new
perspective.
That's
the music.
You know, I've been to a couple other countries. I went to Fiji and actually got to live in a little shanty with this poor ass family. Cinder block shanty. These people were happy as fuck, but guess what? They didn't have anything. So maybe a guy who doesn't know
is
about any other size.
You said poor as fuck. I'm sorry. That does have an influence too. Uh-huh. That is a factor.
Well, the thing I'm trying to get at is painting an image is they didn't know what it was like to have more money. But guess what? They were very happy with what they had.
Oh, we weren't talking about dick size happy. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh, no, you're right. We weren't talking about money. You're right.
Maybe your happiness doesn't actually have to do with the measure of your penis. Maybe you can have a small penis and be very happy with your penis. That's kind of what I'm trying to say.
If you know how to work it, that's how, like, that headline talking about, like, you know, when we're talking about the click happy shit, about, like, how guys with bellies now are better lovers. I wish they made a headline for that for girls, because I would totally get laid. But it's that thing. It's just, like, one of those. It's all relative. It's not necessarily, it's like, a fact. I'm pretty sure if you brought the fucking, I don't know, Miami Heat over there or some shit, they wouldn't be so happy.
Well, to be fair, those are also very tall men. So black might not have anything to do with it.
I really don't think that's a thing.
You really don't? Here's the thing. This is the... Every black person you meet hates stereotypes. That's stereotypes. That's racist. That's stereotypes. That's racist. You bring up, oh, black men have big dicks. Like, that's true. That's true. That's okay, because that's true. Now, no.
Well done on the black voice.
Yeah. But then here's the thing about, like, fucking stereotypes, though.
Listen, it's okay because it's true.
No, we discussed this.
Nate, is your vagina talking again?
Is this pink news still?
Black vagina? Are black vaginas deeper than white vaginas?
Probably. Yeah, I've never personally dealt with one.
I'm a black vagina. My clit is huge.
That's true.
Whoa, that's racist. We're
4-inch clit?
We're just stretchier.
Ew, 4 inches? Wow, you guys cock-blocked me from, like, ever having sex, period. I don't even know fuck girls anymore. Now
listen,
I'm just scared.
Listen, okay. If every black guy had a giant dong the size of my arm, don't you think black women would be walking a lot funnier than they do?
Well, that's assuming that they only fuck, like, they only want to fuck black women.
Oh, no, they fuck plenty of white women. Do you think the white women that are fucking black guys would be walking saying, normal?
The women that I hooked up with that are, like, a little more loose were white women. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm going to say.
Are you talking saggy vag loose, or well, is it?
I can't say
like,
anything
like
more than that.
Like bacon strips just hanging down?
I can't say anything more than that, because I've only hooked up a very, very few people.
This many times, Diana?
Oh, no, you
times.
Didn't.
What are you, a Cub Scout now? Is that what that is?
Scout's honor.
Anyway, experts have blamed pornography and the media, because that's the thing to do, for increasing dissatisfaction with body image, a problem which can be disproportionately affecting gay men.
Oh, no.
The survey...
Not the gays.
Poor gay men.
The survey also found that almost a sixth of British people think gay sex should be illegal. 16% of the British public thought homosexuality should be criminalized, with the highest figures coming from the Southeast and London, where 21% thought gay sex should be illegal. Now, despite being seemingly a high figure, the overall percentage has dropped since the last time the survey was carried out.
Hmm.
When asked how you would define your sexuality, 4% said gay, 4% said bisexual, and 92% said straight.
Hmm.
And the percentage of straight people the percentage of people in the UK who think same-sex marriage should be legal has now risen to 63%. And 61% of people think gay and lesbian couples should be allowed to adopt children, which is weird because a lot of people are saying that it should be criminal. So
you can get married, but don't you have sex?
That's right. None of that.
And 62% of them were freaking lying.
Right.
So, but here's the thing. I mean, if you look at porn, yeah, you go, oh, well, all the black guys have big dicks. Well, that's because it's porn. All the chick that you'd think every chick had a size double D tits.
Yeah, in normal movies, they pick the pretty actress and the pretty actor.
Right,
and unless you're gonna play the criminal, then they pick the ugly guy for the criminal. It's all casting.
Yeah,
come on.
I saw. I didn't realize I tweeted. I think I was really drunk because it was obviously there's typos.
No way, you were drunk.
You are. I think you might be right this second.
No, I've been way worse. But it was like 3 years ago, I think. It's on my Facebook. But I downloaded this app called Time Hop. And so it goes through Facebook, right? So it goes through your Facebook, Instagram, whatever. And it just was like, hey, to this day, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, you posted this. I think it was 3 years ago where I posted it. Sexism still exists because it's so much easier to be an ugly guy and get on TV than it is to be an ugly girl.
Aww.
You're so crazy, Diana.
Fuck you, Nate, darling. Fuck you and that voice.
You know who I am? You don't. I'm a 19-year-old Diana used to hang out with.
Okay, first off,
that's creepy as hell.
You saw a picture of her, you would not judge me. She was 18.
Let me be clear. I am a 1.5 finger girl.
That's definitely not true, but can I not say that?
Hey, that laugh.
Was that rude of me to say?
19-year-old.
That's mean.
Was that mean? Because I really don't think she's ever talking to me again anyway, so I really don't care.
That's just cruel. Maybe if you had, like, bigger fingers, maybe just are too dainty.
That's
that laugh.
My
I can't
ex,
even handle it.
My ex was like, you got StubHubs. I'm like, fuck you. You didn't complain before, bitch.
StubHubs.
But she did. Yeah. Okay, in my defense, bitch never complained, okay?
Yeah, little like, hobbit fingers.
Yeah, you're like, bitch, these are the tickets to the big game. What?
Oh, God.
You got the fingers of a charismatic baby.
Yes.
Damn, Hella just called me out.
Anyway,
no,
like
really
she's
all right,
but her hand is fucking. I just want to fuck it.
But your nails are nice.
Dude,
have a manicure?
I look at hands too. No, like I look at the nails. I make sure, like, if they don't keep their shit tight, I'm just like, do I want to fuck with you?
Right.
But for me, I haven't been late in a minute, so I haven't fucking kept this shit. Like, it's been whatever. I fucked with this one girl, and she had fake nails, and I was
no. Why would you even? Because
she.
That water?
I'm about to show you a picture.
That's
why.
That's like a buzz saw down there, isn't it?
Good God.
And it sucks because, like, I'm like, I fuck with really femme girls. So they're like, you obviously have to be the butch in the situation. I'm like, that's not what this means.
Mm-mm. What about those fake nails that have, like, diamond studs on them? I imagine that would be uncomfortable.
Okay, first off, I don't fuck with ghetto.
Okay.
Right, I just said femme. Okay, I didn't say ghetto. Don't
I'd be dazzled my nails, girl.
I think you left a diamond up in there.
Okay. Hold on. Diana's showing me very attractive woman on her phone.
Just in case she listens, don't mention which one it is.
I won't mention which one.
Yeah, I'll tell you after the show which one this is, but yeah.
What's she holding in her hand in that photo?
We, once again, now you just kind of put on blast with
her. Oh, shit. What the? Forget about it. Don't even worry about that.
Hold on, Diana. Is that somebody else? Did you see somebody else after me?
Is that the old 18-year-old girlfriend whose heart is broken?
No, that's not.
I don't want you, but I just want you to want me more than anybody else. That's how it goes. Don't you know the rules?
My friend hella called me out. He was like, well, what did you expect from an 18-year-old? I was like, honestly, I thought she would just like appreciate me. Because I was really nice to her. Like, that's why I was so hurt. Because I was like, dude, I was just being nice to you. And my friend was like, so you were upset because you felt underappreciated by a teenager.
Aww,
cute. I was like, damn, dude, you fucked everything up for me right now. Like,
All right. Well, some are calling it the latte salute. When President Obama stepped off Marine One at Wall Street Landing Zone in New York en route to the UN, he saluted two Marines at the bottom of the stairs while he held a coffee cup in the same hand. The unusual gesture appeared on Instagram video posted by the White House on social media, which was probably a mistake. Obama also wearing sunglasses as he arrived because he's too fucking cool. The video drew ridicule from some Instagram users who saw the unorthodox salute as unpresidential. Hopefully it was just a slip by this president, one user posted. Others saw unnecessary nitpicking at criticism. And this is from this is my super liberal voice. People are dying from disease, abuse, even hunger. Priorities.
I've totally heard that one before.
Right. While it's protocol for the U.S. service members in uniform to salute the commander-in-chief, it's not actually required for a civilian president to salute back. Many experts say Ronald Reagan is thought to have set the precedent back in 1981. And then, of course, we saw the pictures of George W. Bush saluting. He had his Scotty dog in his arms as he was saluting, and he had to actually bring the dog up to, like, his face.
Well,
hilarious.
You being part Scottish would probably be honored by raising of the Scottish dog.
Raising the Scotty dog.
Everything about this is stupid. Isn't it, like, wasn't it when Obama wore the beige suit?
Oh, yeah.
That everyone fucking...
Taupe. That was taupe.
Oh,
that
bad.
Shit
taupe.
Was nasty.
You know what? That's fucked up. I should know better working
right.
in shoes. I should know better.
This
that
man's
is
trying
color.
To lead a nation. He can't even pick a good suit.
Okay, first of all, that suit was kind of dope for his skin
kidding.
Tone.
And again,
I don't know if it was the flash or the
it
Instagram filter, but it did compliment his skin tone.
The Instagram filter.
Oh, man,
Instagram filter choice
about.
Is a big deal.
Dude, honestly, I have this joke talking about like ugly babies, and you know a baby's ugly when even Instagram can't make that shit look cute. So, I mean, it's kind of sad that people are actually wasting time on this shit. It's like, he tried, because who knows if the fucking plane was still going or some shit, it was windy, you kind of lose track. It's hard to be like on top of your game all the fucking time when there's stalkerazzi around or people are going to criticize everything you do. And those are the fucking trolls that got nothing. We did a fucking thing about trolls.
Don't feed the trolls.
Don't feed the
They're
trolls.
They're horrible like, people who feed off of misery.
Maybe that Marine looked tired. He's like, would you like a sip of my latte? It could have been a generous offer.
It could. Who knows what happened afterwards? We don't know. We weren't there. We don't know. We weren't in his fucking... I hate people so much.
I think we can all agree on the one thing. People made way too much of it.
Way too much. First of all, hold on. What kind of latte? Was a Starbucks? Because if then he's not a real American.
Here's the thing. He doesn't... He's more of a tea drinker, and someone on Fox News called him a tea drink... Went on one of those long Yosemite Sam type rants and called him a chai tea drinking...
Nazi
community
maybe.
Organizing. I don't remember what it all was, but it was nonsense.
Varmint, you dirty varmint.
But here's some sad news, guys. Keanu Reeves really does need to move.
What?
Is that a thing? The fuck
is he not really an American?
No. But for the second time in 2 days,
deportation.
He had a home intruder that entered through an open door. TMZ reports that he didn't have a chance to actually interact with the second one like he did.
In all fairness, the door was open.
Right.
Honestly.
The first one, a woman showed up in his library. Who knew he had one of those? And he carried on a conversation with her before calling the cops. Well, anyway, this time a cleaning crew found her. And she was wandering around.
Is this the same woman?
Different woman.
Huh.
Wandering around his house naked. The cleaning crew allowed her to jump in his shower, skinny dip in the pool, before they called Keanu Reeves to let him know he had a visitor. It's unclear.
I would too.
Right. It's unclear from TMZ's report why the cleaning crew didn't call police themselves. They possibly assumed that the nude woman was who was strolling around Reeves' home without him was a friend, but the actor, from wherever he was, then called 911. The skinny-dipping home intruder, like the library-visiting home intruder, was reportedly taken away for mental evaluation.
So was it worth it? Yes, it was.
If I'm starved, if I'm starved for knowledge, I'm going to his house.
Okay. That's where you were with the story.
I just think it's an interesting choice. Go to the library.
Okay, this is the charismatic. This is the definition of charismatic, where you have fucking crazy bitches still going to your place when you're Keanu Reeves. Like, we know what he looks like and sounds like, right?
Yeah.
He played Siddhartha, dude, the enlightened one.
But he still pulls bitches.
Yeah.
That's charismatic. So to describe a baby is out of screen.
FBI agent.
Okay, I'm glad that's a tight ass cleaning crew when they don't call the cops. They deal with shit in house before the police are involved.
They had to wait for the English speaking guy to show up.
Right. Because they don't want to call 911 on the cops. Nuevo one was.
Bill. No. Yes way, Ted.
Apparently, Bill and Ted 3 is happening, by the way. So that's
Heard about that.
Is it the original cast?
Yeah. It's Bill and Ted.
Like 20 years later.
It's Bill and Ted
is
40-year-olds.
I'm going to be honest. This is as bad as an idea as revisiting the Full House cast. What's that shit?
Who's visiting the Full House cast?
They're talking about redoing the whole show with the original cast right now.
Like a reunion show or like the series?
Like season. Like have the whole season.
Wow.
It's going to be more real.
I only want to watch John Stamos looking beautiful for a season.
Okay, well, this is why I think you're gay. Well, okay. Mary-Kate and Ashley look like they did drugs. This is going to be a great season to have because they'll be like, this is drugs.
Not only do they look like they did drugs, Stephanie Tanner was on meth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right?
I always had a thing for Stephanie.
Okay, not gonna lie. I think it was like middle child syndrome because like I was an only child, so like I knew like I wasn't loved. And then middle child wasn't loved either. And I think I just bonded with the bitch, and like that's why she was my favorite.
Yeah. And that's why you did meth.
Okay.
She's also friends with Steve Urkel.
I just wanted to be John Stamos.
I accidentally did meth. That was an accident. Makes a lot of sense with you looking gay. Which one do you want to talk about, Nate?
How do you accidentally do meth? How did this happen?
Speed is meth, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Essentially. For purpose of argument, yes.
For the record, all right, this was several years ago.
Sure.
Statute
of limitations, and it was by accident, so it doesn't count.
It was by accident. So what happened was this was a time when I lived in the Bay and I was partying a lot and I did blow then because I wouldn't touch a drug unless I did research on it.
Okay.
So you did blow.
You're an educated.
I was an educated drug addict.
Did you research at Keanu's house?
He's
got a library.
I was never caught like these dumb bitches.
So I have a question for you. Well, actually, I don't. But there's a question for you about blow.
What about it?
And how was it?
It's fucking wonderful, which is why I got into speed. So what happened was...
Oh, good for you!
Obviously,
Christian Bale is helpful sometimes.
Christian Bale's a dick. He wouldn't let me finish my story.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But he's British, so he's not satisfied with his dick.
Oh, there you go. So what happened was my friend was like... We were partying one night, or a couple nights. And one night she was like, hey... This is like blow. They call it eye openers. And so I did it. I think it was blow. And then we hung out. Like I did a couple times. And then we hung out one night. And we just basically drank and did speed all fucking night. I thought I was going to die. I'm pretty sure I almost died.
Well,
overdosing. Because I couldn't move. I was like throwing up, shaking all the time. I had this really bad migraine. I was super suicidal because you know how it fucks with your moods.
Well,
like,
the thing is, you were doing a depressant, and and the exact opposite. So you're doing this amphetamine and a depressant.
No,
I'm pretty sure I'm fighting.
I left work early, and I told my boss that I was on my period, which is great working with all guys.
Is that real life or is that just a fib?
No, that was real life because I was on.
You're doing these drugs on your period.
No, I wasn't on my period.
Because that shit can get crazy.
No, yeah, I actually did drugs on my period. Worst idea ever because I started my period that day. I'm not proud of that moment. But
it was really bad.
It was really bad. my friend had to stay with me on the phone all night because I thought I was going to kill myself because I was so like fucked up from speed. And she's like, you do realize you just did meth, right? I'm like, I don't know what you mean. She's like, are you fucking stupid? I'm like, apparently so. And then I did a little research and I realized I did meth and I was kind of addicted to it for like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, almost a month.
Damn.
So don't do drugs, people. Yeah, drugs are bad.
drugs are bad, okay.
It was a sad story, and I'm thinking about you sad and suicidal, and it makes me sad. Not quite suicidal, but...
You do realize, like, what you... Like, I thought... Now I can think both of you guys are gay, because no straight man...
No, I thought he was going to shed a tear right there.
I like to keep people guessing, you know what I'm saying? Shit.
You would pull so
None
much
of your
ass.
Business.
You pull so much ass and faces with that. Do you realize that? Hi, girl, you look super cute in those heels and that dress. Oh, wait, you want to go home and we can talk about like all this and gossip?
Oh, you should see the picture of him after he got the makeover.
Shit. The Jared Leto look.
God, wait, do you guys still do that? Because I want one really badly.
Do what?
Makeovers?
No. It was just
a one-time gig.
It was a one-time thing. It was the NorCal
so
Idol.
Useless to me.
It was the NorCal Idol auditions that were held at...
Nate, you have a cat that's all black with his big asshole just like...
Well, yeah, that's...
It's like a shining star in a black sky. It's,
yeah, my cat Hef is all
they
black.
They call that Starry Night.
And his anus is not.
It's a full moon tonight.
That's right.
It's pink news. That's what
it's got a little crusty on there. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Nate. Go on.
The crust, man.
Your cat's butthole caught me off guard.
Really,
don't talk about the butthole.
It's got pink.
Oh, no,
what?
Getting on me.
In the butt? You want to do it in my butt? In my butt? Wait.
Hey, what's going on?
Did no one else see that video?
What's up?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. See? Yeah. See? What? You want to do it in my butt?
Careful,
in
you're
going
to get pink eyes. Or
what? Ew. In the butt.
What? In the butt. What?
In the butt.
What?
Alejandro, don't chant with them. I'm running out that
I
door.
I was resisting.
Speaking of signs of the devil, Kim Kardashian would like to be on Downton Abbey. Thanks.
Well done.
She spoke to The Sun. She's a big fan of Downton Abbey, apparently.
She can speak to The Sun?
Mm-hmm. Is there black dong on freaking Downton Abbey?
She said, I'd love to be on Downton Abbey if they asked, adding, I love things like that.
Which is what people say when they don't have a fucking clue what they're talking about. Yeah, that thing, I'm into that.
If you're worried that a line in The Sun wasn't enough, and The Sun's a British newspaper, by the way, wasn't enough to nab Kardashian a spot on the hit British drama,
the center of the galaxy.
You can relax. Kardashian, hoping to follow in the George Clooney footsteps, has reportedly already reached out to the woman who plays Lady Edith Crawley about securing a guest spot or a recurring role on the show. Seriously, anybody who has a scripted
What's
show and casts Kim Kardashian, I am calling shenanigans on
That's
you.
That's shenanigans right there.
You want to talk about stunt casting?
Mm.
By the way, she showed up. I don't think this is further down in the show, but she showed up in, it might have been. Hold on. Let me scroll down and see. Oh, yeah. It is she showed up with her daughter, North, and they were wearing matching Givenchy outfits. And you're like, oh, what's the big deal? They're both wearing sheer shirts. They're sheer clothing.
But, I mean, you could see a little infant's nipples, not dirty.
But unless they're charismatic. No,
watch out. Watch out.
But why would you dress like a dirty whore and then dress up your little daughter like a dirty whore, too?
Because it's Kim Kardashian. How did she get famous? This bitch needs to go
away. Kim's
mother
fucking dresses like a dirty whore.
It's the Illuminati, dude. You want to know how she got famous.
It's passed down.
Shit, nothing else makes
her
sense.
Her video wasn't good from what I hear. I've never seen it. But from what I heard, her video wasn't even that good. Nah. Paris's at least was interesting. That's all I'm hearing.
Okay.
Once again, did not see... But if anyone has those, so I can do my own research.
You know who has those? The internet.
Dude,
that's on your search history.
But then I don't have a Mac. I don't like doing that kind of shit without a Mac.
Let me explain something. Yeah. Let me explain something to you. When you're in, do you have a Google Chrome? So what you want to do.
I don't know if I do.
You get Google Chrome, download it. And when you go new tab, you go new incognito tab.
Oh shit! That's what that means.
Yeah,
I'm a Google Chrome on my phone.
She
said, "Fuck, that's a real thing."
Incognito.
I'm done talking with y'all.
Now, if there are viruses, that's another thing. You need a virus scan. But the incognito means it doesn't show up in your search history. It doesn't show up in.
So they made this for perverts
and married people.
Or people who are using, like if you're using a common computer, like a share computer with somebody and you don't want to let people know what you're into.
Stupid work computers.
Yeah, well, right. Well, work computer, but let's say you're looking for a job while you're on your work computer.
Oh, look out.
It says going incognito doesn't hide your browsing from your employer.
Oh, that's what they're telling you.
Internet service provider or the websites you visit.
Right. It does on the device, though.
On the device.
But yeah. If I were to creep on, like, if I'm creeping on somebody.
Like, that's not unusual. It's not called Facebook. That's publicly
but Facebook
accepted
doesn't keep
creeping.
Track who, like, looks at your profile, does it?
No. Yeah, I remember exactly. When MySpace had that thing, though. Hey, download this and find out who's been looking at your MySpace.
That was made up, though, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was all just a thing.
You guys do realize I'm going to stop listening for the next, like, 30 minutes of
this.
She's
researching this right now.
Because I'm on incognito, so I'm basically catching up on the porn that I did not watch, like, for the last, like, 18 years.
Hey, Diana. This is news from the vagina. Welcome.
I hate this thing so much. And I hate the fact that this came from the fucking Amazon money.
Yeah,
I hate it so much.
This is Kim Kardashian's vagina.
That sounds about
it's
right.
It's cavernous down here.
It does sound like the devil.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nothing but black guys in here.
Oh,
no, no whites allowed.
You can't say right. That after he says it sounds like the devil. You cannot say that.
Oh, no, you're
Listen,
right.
Whoa. I don't discriminate. I just have a preference for a big black cock. I need it to fill me all the way up because I have no soul.
That was kind of a good line, though.
Kim Kardashian's vagina out.
Only blacks can drink from that fountain.
It's true.
Yeah. Ew, but why would they? She's okay. I don't want to hate. Because here's the thing: is like I am kind of jealous. Like, how would you feel? Like, knowing everything you know now, to be born and just be super rich and not have to worry about life. Feel fucking amazing.
Well, she wasn't born rich, although she did. She
no,
was
she
born,
was.
She was born to a lawyer father.
Who did O.J. Simpson, who not that did.
He also liked only black men.
That's probably where she got it from. No, who represented O.J. and right. Got him off on the... Okay, I should stop talking.
You need to stop,
I'm
girl.
I need to stop.
What's next?
All right, I really am afraid what's going to come out next and what's going to stop. But yeah, it's like Paris Hilton. Like, I used to go... when I was in school... I would tell like professors, I'm like, yeah, I wish I was like Paris Hilton. That's like who I wish to be. And they're like, why would you? I'm like, she did nothing.
No.
She was born rich. She decided to go on her own path and be an entrepreneur or whatever the fuck that is.
Or
and
make
then,
the worst reality TV show ever made.
Yes.
Which one?
That one with her sister.
No,
with
her sister.
Nicole Richie,
Nicole,
Simple Life.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the one.
I don't know why I
Once
know that.
Once again,
but...
why I think you're gay. Even I didn't even know that shit. And I'm gay.
We should keep a freaking tally of how many times I make a gay reference.
Yeah, we should do that.
I think we're like 23 right now.
I'll give you 5 gold stars.
All right, Sam. We wanted the live intro.
Better than brown stars.
It's time for a Cooler Tool intro, so here's some music.
You decide. Cool or tool?
That's definitely
I don't
wrong.
Remember what the words were.
That was wrong.
Someone give me a fucking script, please. That's,
sorry, I wasn't prepared for
but
that.
Your voice was like hella higher. Like on that one, it's like cool or tool. Like, but, I think it's like fucking me up because I see what you look like.
I'm going to ask you a question. You going to tell me something about this guy right here? This here cool or this motherfucker tool?
All right, first
Why
up,
can't we have that? Can we
up,
do that from now on?
First up in Cooler Tool. No, because Christiana will find it horribly offensive. Have you not met her?
I mean, not really, because I thought she would have my back on a lot of things, and she obviously didn't, so we're not on the same page.
You two are going to go, you host the same show and are going to go like a month and a half without seeing each other. First up in Cooler
right.
Tool.
Christiana, I miss you. My heart is empty.
Latte. Diana, latte. Cooler Tool.
I mean, I'm personally lactose intolerant, so cool.
Alejandra?
It's cool. I think that it was just made way too big of a deal of.
Sam?
I'm going to say that if I could go piss on the side of a road because I really had to and be put on a fucking sex offender list and not be allowed to live near elementary school... And this motherfucker is the master of a powerful nation, and he doesn't know the standards of... I'm going to say he's a tool.
I was like, what is your...
I don't
mind?
Care
where
what's
you,
your politics
where are. You
are
going
come
with
on,
this?
He's a tool.
It was a long way around.
I mean, it wasn't Starbucks, so obviously, unless it was like a he was advertising. Maybe he was trying to advertise like an old, like, you know how like we have like the local
sponsorship.
Coffee
going
yeah,
on.
Sponsorship.
He's getting
shit.
Paid to lift that cup.
But it wasn't Starbucks. It wasn't any. There was no logo, so no. I'm gonna have to go with Tool on that. But also because I'm lactose.
Yeah, latte is Tool. Just drink coffee, you assholes.
Latte is Tool.
All of you,
always.
You and your pumpkin spice shit. Fuck off,
come
you
on.
Cunts.
You're just
come on.
Getting heated milk.
Well done.
Yeah.
Who was they that? Used, was that you, Nate?
It was.
Nathan That's Darling.
Up next in Cooler Tool, Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves, Alejandro.
Fucking cool.
Sam?
Every time. Keanu Reeves is cool.
I hate him so much. Don't just skip me. I hate him.
Whoa.
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 Exactly why. Fucking
who
hell.
Who the
Keanu,
say that?
Keanu Reeves is totally cool. unless you get Feeling Minnesota. That movie sucks so hard.
I'm going to have to rent
shoot
that tonight.
The hostage.
So you might like that. You might like, yeah, I will shoot the hostage. I'm going to do that later when you all leave. it's a euphemism. Diana, will you be shooting the hostage later since you haven't got any action lately?
Shoot the hostage.
We don't need to bring that up.
That is a fantastic euphemism. I am going to make that a thing now.
I think you just
shoot
did.
The hostage. Finally, in Cooler Tool, Kim Kardashian West. Sam, Cooler Tool.
Can I hear you say that in the deep vagina demon voice?
Hold on.
It's important for my decision-making.
Kim Kardashian West.
That's a Tool, baby. Always a Tool, just like Keanu's always cool, period.
Alejandra?
Tool. No fucking question.
Diana?
I'm torn between who I want to be and what I know what's right.
The honesty, I appreciate that.
So I'm going to have to be selfish and go with cool.
She's an absolute Tool, and I keep up with the Kardashians. I watch that fucking show, so I know she's a Tool. Mm. She is the Tooliest of Tools.
But
the Tooliest.
She's rich.
Tooliest.
Oh, yeah, absolutely rich.
Tooliest Caesar?
Ooh, Tooliest Caesar. Et tu, Brutus? Et tu?
Deep. Look at her busting
out. And that's it for Cooler Tool. Hey, by the way, if you'd like to support the show, the easiest way to do it is if you're going to shop Amazon, go to NateDarlingShow.com first. Click that Shop Amazon tab at the top of the page. It does not cost you a penny extra. It helps support the show, and it takes money from the man and puts it in the pocket of this man.
The man.
To give you free comedy every week. So go ahead and do that.
I want to support this, but at the same time he uses this shit against me. It is entertaining, though, so I guess fuck it. Why not? Fuck me.
Here's a cool little thing about Amazon, and I take advantage of this all the time because my family's on the East Coast. They do gift wraps. So,
do they?
Yeah,
Christmas time
absolutely.
Is where it's
oh,
at, dude.
Yeah,
smart.
Prime
so,
it up.
So,
unless you want to shop at Nordstrom for women's shoes. Wait, right. What? In Roseville? What?
So basically, I buy my Christmas gift from my dad, and I'm going to click the gift wrapped option. And what's going to happen is it's going to be shipped to him in a plain brown box that you're used to. And when you open it up inside, there is a wrapped gift.
Do
and
they
you
have
can,
shiny wrapping paper?
Yes, and you can customize what you want the little tag to say.
That's cute.
And the slip that comes with it does not have the prices on it. So, or what's
inside.
They
thought of everything, didn't they?
Yeah, it's a fantastic way to ship a gift. And you don't have to be across the country. If you let's say you live in one town and you're visiting here, you're visiting there, have it shipped ahead. The gift can be sitting under the tree when you get there.
Hell, buy yourself a gift. You'll feel great when you come home from work that
yeah.
day.
Or, yeah.
You know
under the candles. What kind of gift are you talking about? I don't get Christmas. I think I seriously this whole white people's holiday thing really just upset.
Dude,
are you
I'm
Jehovah's
super
Witness?
Brown. I love that shit.
I don't get my parents don't I lived in an apartment when I was growing up when I was like 5 years old and all the little kids at kindergarten were like talking about Santa Claus and all this shit. So I went up to my parents, I was like, well, how does Santa Claus come down with presents if we live in an apartment and we don't have a fireplace? Like they laughed at me and they're like, there is no Santa Claus.
They didn't have the imagination to come up with a creative solution.
No, they're like, bitch, please.
I would have been like, kid, he's got to get
he's
the gate code.
He's fucking magic. He figures it out.
Yeah.
He's got the gate code
if
to the apartment.
If he can create all these fucking toys, he can create a fucking
exactly.
way in.
Exactly. So I come was on. That kid that ruined it for all the other parents. I was like, going back to school, Santa Claus, and this is at Capital Christian. So the whole
we're going to need to have a special segment on understanding Diana's past.
Oh my god.
Let's diagnose Diana is what we'll call it.
Oh my god.
Unwrapping Diana.
That's kind of what the Well Hong podcast is. We really delve in.
No, the last it was the Nate Darling show though. We're like
if you haven't listened to last Friday's show, there's a huge Diana revelation at the end near the end of the show. I mean, you are You are the realest person. Well, we'll talk about it. We don't want to repeat it now because it was on the show last week. But you are super real, and you bring it, and that's why you're magic.
Go, girl. Thank you.
That is why you're magic.
That is why you're magic.
Just like Santa Claus is magic, bitch.
Okay, and he doesn't exist, so I feel like...
Bitch.
I'm Santa Claus, bitch. That's my next pickup line. It's not
going to
work.
Ooh.
Oh, that's hot.
All right.
With the beard and the belly.
All right.
Bellies are in, girl.
That's right.
It's time for sex tips from the Duggar family.
Yeah.
That's right. They're known for their conservative courtship rules and ever-expanding family. The 19 kids and counting crew knows a thing or two about sex. And they aren't shy when it comes to offering advice on everything from getting busy with a spouse to finding yourself a soulmate. The family has a big year when it comes to relationships. Parents Jim, Bob, and Michelle Duggar are expecting their fourth grandchild from newlyweds Jill and Derek Dillard. And they're also busy planning 21-year-old daughter Jess's November 1st nuptials to Ben Seawald. However, they had enough time to weigh in with some sex tips. That's right.
Get ready, Jim Bob.
Ready to write these down. Some of these actually make sense.
Pulling at us for suckers.
Number one, you should always be available for sex. That's right. In your marriage, there will be times when you're going to be exhausted. That's what Michelle told the Today Show.
This is not misogynistic at all, by the way.
This is Michelle told the Today Show. Your hubby comes home after a hard day's work, and you get the baby to bed, and he's going to be looking forward to that time with you. Anyone can fix him lunch, but only one person can meet that physical need of love that he has, and you always need to be available when he calls.
That's misogyny from a woman. I'm not, just because I use the words misogyny does not mean it can only come from a guy. It's come from those brainwashed
masseuse.
That too. Make a happy ending. That's what that's
going to be. He's going to be shooting hostages all
over
the place.
Wait, is there a place in Sacramento that does like massages? That happy ending. I'm not opposed to that.
A bunch of places just got busted, I think.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to go.
You need to be available for love.
This is such bullshit.
Yeah.
Number two.
A quick engagement is the way to go. That's right. You may not want to push the wedding date out too far, Jill told Page Six, as those natural God-given desires with too much time in between engagement and marriage can make it harder on you to remain pure.
Oh, my God, this bitch just admitted to being a hoe.
Yeah, she's like, you better bury me. I got to fucking get this nut off.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, can we talk about how her Twitter was hashtag 19 kids?
That's right.
At TLC.
Well, that's the show. No, that's not kidding.
That's hoe status right
hashtag
there.
Put it in.
This bitch is a hoe.
Number three,
use that line next, I want to get married so we can fuck.
If you want to attract a godly man, you need to be a godly woman.
Obviously by hashtag 19 kids. I'm done with these bitches. Can we be done with this?
We know that a godly girl is not someone who's lived a perfect life, but it's someone who has received God's forgiveness and is seeking to put the past behind her and all of those dicks that she had in her. Wait, what? That wasn't included.
I was like, I didn't read that.
By the way, no, you can't be done with them. They're 19 kids and counting.
By the way, number four, true love waits for sex.
My friend used to believe that. And he was like, I'm not having sex, so I'm married. And now he's like, I'm not going to have sex till I'm in love. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's not a thing. Keep in mind, he's a gay man in 27. So we're just throwing that out there. He was going to wait.
Different strokes for different folks, yo.
He's like, whatever. I'm just going to keep busting all over my own chest.
He's throwing people out of like the general vicinity so he can jack off. He's like, I need to get the stress out. You guys need to get all the fuck
get the out poison out.
It's time to shoot the hostage. Hey, when we say true love waits, we mean couples should not act like they're married when they're not, or share physical intimacies that married couples share.
They must have bad sex.
Also, it's important to never consider living together until you're married, as this is clearly not God's will. That's the girls wrote that in their book.
Clearly.
But did you guys watch or see the ad for like TLC Virgin Diaries?
No.
Oh my god, YouTube this shit. It's like two fucking fish.
Wait a minute. Did the people that were like making out, they were like the mouths were like wide open. It was
right?
like the grossest
it was
thing
like,
I've ever.
Was, yeah.
Oh my god, I almost
because
threw
what
up watching
happened,
it.
What happened was they don't even kiss until they're married. So at the altar at their wedding,
oh
their
my
first
god,
kiss.
It was the most uncomfortable fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
Everyone's faces like, oh
like,
my god,
it was more uncomfortable than when that midget touched me with her hand.
That was
that
awkward.
Says a lot, yo.
Hey, number five, men can't be awesome 100% of the time. Only God can.
Never forget that.
Yeah. So many girls look to boys and marriage to give them what only God can give. Satisfaction, security, happiness, fulfillment, and lasting significance. Hmm. Girls must realize that no man can ever give them these things 100% of the time. That's what the girls advise.
It's fucking Disney's fault, dude.
Number six, and this one is not a shocker, be fruitful and multiply.
They're playing their own jokes here,
That's Jim Bob's rule for rule number one for a healthy marriage.
Jimmy B.
I wonder if he's ever given her a shocker.
I feel like I can't judge though.
What would
because
God
Because they're
say?
All married and I'm single. Like I feel like I really need to follow these rules.
Companionship. It's out there for you.
Is it ungodly to play Barry White under Duggar's news?
Nope.
That's the definition
it feels
of ungodly.
Right.
That's probably where like 70% of them were born to.
It feels so right. Like getting it on before you're married.
Being fruitful and multiplying. That's what's about. I fucking hate everybody. I feel like I say that a lot.
You do.
And I only mean it to like
jerks.
Customers that are assholes. And these people, they're just stupid people. Stupid people. And I hope if you're listening to this, whatever I say in my opinion, if you think it's funny, great. But if you do your own research before you agree with me is all I'm asking. I know I'm always right, but still, like, go do your own research.
I'm not asking. I'm telling you.
Okay, that too. But still, because this kind of shit, it's like brainwashed. Like, even the list that they made, it's like so misogynistic with like let's just cook at home and be at home.
You're using that word again. Diana, if you're having a hard time being fruitful and multiply, all you have to do is start a community garden and become a math teacher.
I thought it was PE, but okay. I feel like it's a
multiply.
Little...
Math.
Wow.
Put it together.
Oh my God. He just outsmarted me. Fuck, man.
I took a minute to think that up.
He's like, I'm supposed to be the overachieving Asian.
Let me fucking clap that one out. He hella got me on that. Fucking home.
Okay. You are a comedian, and you got nailed by a non-comedian.
I'm drunk.
It took
comedian.
Me at least 2 minutes
you
to come
are
up
an
with that.
Asian comedian, and you got bested by a
are
math
my,
joke.
Okay, first of all, are my eyes open? Because I'm pretty sure I can't see everything right now. Like,
you've had like three eye rolls in the last 10 minutes.
Thank you. Like, I'm not. This is you're taking advantage of a fucking
that's
a Bambi.
That's a significant decrease.
Hey, okay, moving on. It's time to stop bagging on Diana. State Farm may be going forward, but Rob Schneider won't be going forward with them. You know, they've been bringing back the old SNL sketches like the Hans and Franz and the making copies guy. Well, the insurance company has pulled its discount double check commercial starring Rob Schneider in his Richmeister role from Saturday Night Live. It's coming in response to a now viral backlash over Schneider's past outspokenness against mandatory childhood vaccinations. It's because Rob Schneider's a dick. Back in 2012, he prominently lobbied against a bill proposed by the California State Legislature, which was later signed into law, that requires parents to just meet with doctors before requesting an exemption from state vaccination requirements. And apparently his critics' memories are long ones because State Farm, the ad ended up becoming fodder for a video that blasted the Deuce Bigelow star and all of his views. There's a lot of visuals, so I'm not going to play them for you. But basically, people were like, hey, State Farm, you sell health insurance and other insurances, and one of the best insurances is vaccinations. So, in response, Snyder tweeted, if freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. George Washington. I followed up by tweeting to Rob Schneider that George Washington died because he thought that having blood drawn from him would cure his cold. So George Washington, for your views on medicine, probably not the best thing.
I don't donate blood. I don't want to end up like George. Old Jorge.
Do you lose brain cells with more money you get?
Is that
a thing?
Well, I don't know if it's a thing with Rob Schneider. I don't think he has that much money.
He really just
there should be a study, though.
I don't want to be judgmental, but like some people, you just look at him, you're like, you look stupid. Like you look like you got dropped in the like on the
in
head.
In all
of
fairness,
the
he is part Asian.
Is he?
Yes.
When you say Asian, do you mean Filipino? Because that doesn't count.
No. Okay. Okay. So
that doesn't count.
My sisters are half Filipino.
There you go. No. And what's their last name? Hold on. Before we continue this, because I've done this and I win every single time. What is their last name?
Aurea.
no Asian can pronounce that correctly. Come at me again, bro. Come at me again.
How dare you? They're like, Filipinos are like the Mexicans of the Asian
No,
community.
That's what I'm
they
saying.
They were natives that were raped by the Spaniards.
Yeah.
I know.
So my friend, she's Filipino. She's like, I'm Asian. I'm like, what's your last name? Ramos. Bitch, what Asian do you know? His last name is Ramos.
Yeah.
None. My last name is Hog. And the Filipinos, like, whatever, dude. You are attractive. You're talented.
That's true.
You take all that shit. Forget the third world shit. You got those two qualities going for you. Mm. Don't come at me and try to pretend you're Asian, okay? You're not. You don't know our struggle.
This is sacred territory. You don't even know what I'm dealing with.
Exactly. Everyone thinks you're smart when you're not and you don't deliver. People get hella pissed, okay? It's a
when you're
sword.
Not.
It's like being the black guy with a tiny dick.
Exactly.
You don't understand.
You don't know. You don't know. Struggle. Hashtag. It's struggles. I don't know. I just fucking.
You were right. His grandmother was Filipina and she met and married his grandfather who was a white army private.
Why did he come out so ugly then?
Well,
because usually
know.
Mixed turns out a child. It's like
he's one generation removed. Mm. We're not. I think I'm just going to go with him being
one
stupid.
One of those.
I'm going to go with him being stupid.
It probably was a stupidity that knocked him down a couple pegs on that scale.
You know what I think though? In this case, I don't think it's so much like people that are so pissed off about about his stance on the freaking vaccinations or whatever. I think that people these lawmakers hold on to this shit and wait for them to come become relevant again and then drag this shit up again.
No, We've seen it time and again.
It's not that. It's the fact
nobody's fucking quitting their fucking insurance with State Farm because fucking Rob Schneider.
Is that Rob Schneider on the telly?
Oh, fuck him.
Cancel. Give me the phone, Diane.
Oh, you don't know. You don't know enough people.
I was like, which one? I'm not your bitch. I ain't getting for where is it?
You misogynistic pig.
You need to know more people. I know dozens of people who would do that.
Really? With Rob Schneider? Gwyneth Paltrow, maybe.
Listen, anybody.
She's white and blonde.
You
kind
know,
of attractive. I get it.
If Rob Schneider raised his fucking latte cup at me, I'd smack him.
How many times?
You salute me, bitch.
How many times, Diana, on this show have I brought up how Jenny McCarthy has killed innocent children?
But okay, Jenny McCarthy
and
is semi-attractive.
Attractiveness doesn't matter. He holds the same fucked up viewpoint that is bringing measles, whooping cough.
He holds the same fucked up viewpoint, but he does not have the same like fucked up viewpoint power.
No, but
as Jenny McCarthy. That's all I'm saying.
Not only that, but Jenny McCarthy's killed millions of fucking children in her mouth.
Oh.
That was good. That was good.
That's
we'll let that one simmer.
That's very Catholic of you.
So Latin.
Oh, fucking Duggars. They need to take a note, too.
Duggars.
Dateline Modesto. A suspect burglarized the Modesto home early last Tuesday, and according to police, they found the cat burglar with the help of some forensic evidence. According to the Modesto PD, the man broke into a home while the residents were asleep after 3 a.m. They investigated the burglary, and the man told police that he and his wife were sleeping, and they heard a noise in the bedroom. The man says he reached toward the noise and touched the arm of the suspect. It's a little
this
creepy.
This is creepy as shit.
I know, right? The victim turned on a light and saw a man running out of the room toward his backyard. Now, after the suspect ran away, the man found two large bags of his belongings.
Large lumps of shit in his pants.
And a bag of shoes that the alleged burglar left behind. Now, around 10 a.m., the investigators found this alleged burglar at a motel and took him into custody. With the help of the forensic evidence left at the home, detectives arrested Stephen McClure, who's 22, for burglary and, shocker, probation violation. If you're going to commit burglary, do not leave your shoes behind.
Okay, Cinderella.
It's bad.
That's
bad.
Cinderella story.
That is a Cinderella story.
It is, because they found him from his shoes.
What is his name? Russ.
You know what? This was just a cold, homeless kid on the street needed some place to stay warm.
That sounds like Miley Cyrus. But anyway, Russ, Russell Crowe, he did Cinderella Man, right?
Yes.
That's
what this was. Except
Cinderella
for
Man.
It's not the same premise at all.
Dude, if I reach down and touch someone next to me that's not there, dookie all over the place. Dookie on the walls.
I really just don't. Seriously, like I know I sound really negative on these podcasts.
What?
So I'm not. Fuck off. But I'm really not. It's just you fucking like have these stories. I'm just like I lose all faith in humanity, and I hate people so much.
Oh, good for you.
Okay,
can you give us a lifter, please? Give us a lifter.
All right. A Stony Creek man was been arrested on a series of charges after a drunken rampage through a downtown church, which allegedly included bathing in holy water, vandalizing religious objects, and trying to light a wine-soaked altar on fire. It happened on a Saturday afternoon around...
That's just stupid. Liquid can't cut off...
There's alcohol fumes.
But very low. It's not fucking 151. It's the fumes. It's the percentage of it.
Yeah, you're right.
It's true. It happened on a Saturday afternoon around 3:45 at St. Mary's Roman Catholic Church. It was in Hamilton in Canada.
Uh-oh, those Canucks. Here we go again.
Yay, JB. Go Justin Bieber.
According to police, an intoxicated man and woman went into the church and once inside started yelling and swearing. The man went over to the large holy water bath and started washing himself. Another woman who
with maple syrup
happened to be inside the church at the time was going on, saw what was going on, told the man to leave, and scolded him for being disrespectful for the church. The man and woman left, only for the man to return a short time later, now shirtless, and approach the altar, take a glass of wine that was sitting beside a chalice, pour it over a piece of cloth. The man took out a lighter and then started trying to burn the cloth, but the wine kept the cloth from totally igniting. The suspect was not done, then went into the sacrament room where he knocked over several religious items and threw holy bread, which is used for communion, all over the floor. The man then broke into a cabinet at the back of the church that was full of rosaries and religious items. He put on a beaded rosary before the woman once again escorted him out of the church, and this time called police. When the officers got there, the man was found shirtless on the ground outside wearing a rosary and, quote, in an intoxicated state.
And from that point, he jumped over the White House fence and got into... And he put something in the president's latte before he got on the helicopter.
I just don't understand, because, like, I drink a lot, and I've never done anything so fucking ridiculous.
You need
and
a little more creativity.
That's, okay, that could be a point, or that, like, all my friends are just like, maybe we should just, like, not tell her, because this will fuck her up for life if we do.
Like you, he's 26. He was arrested and charged with mischief, under $5,000, arson, and damage to property, 2 counts of failing to comply with his probation. Shocker.
The probation thing again. And
theft of under $5,000 and possession under $5,000. Here's some uplifting news for you. Are you ready?
Thank you, Nate.
This comes to us from WMC in Memphis, Tennessee, where I once had a job interview.
Interesting.
Yeah. And it's a heartwarming story about a lumberyard owner and something he found in a tree. Play, you
the
bitch.
Suspense is killing me.
I was at it and saying, that's just another piece of wood.
Yeah, I don't see it particularly, but some people are looking at it and saying they see the Holy Spirit.
Okay, I'm done.
WMC Action News 5 explains if you see Jesus in this piece of wood.
But I'm telling you, when we put that slab down, it just kind of jumped out at me.
Daniel Turbyville owns Mid-South Sawmilling, a lumber yard he refers to as a tree cycle. They salvage wood from around the city and create something constructive. Last week, while cutting slabs, Turbyville says he saw something sacred.
Talking to a couple of people that work with me, we kind of decided that looked like the depiction of Christ as we know it.
The on-screen graphic
has
his name, and then it, below it says, found Jesus in wood.
Pattern is what he believes makes the piece pious. I had to take a closer look. He's only shown a few friends.
About 70% of the people that I ask agree that it looks like the image of Christ.
Yes, Turbyville says perhaps this tree trunk is part of a bigger vision that led him to start this timber business.
One night I had a dream about starting a sawmill business.
What's
and basically
happening right now?
Exactly what we're doing here was in the dream.
Unsure of what he'll do with his devout discovery, Turbyville says he hopes the timber turns up in a tabernacle.
If somebody wanted it, I would sell it. But I do think it would be best served if it were in a church.
Only to a church.
You know. It'd be nice in a pastor's office.
Right.
In North Memphis, Jerrica Phillips, WMC Action News 5.
Here's the happy talk.
All right. Did you see it?
I can kind of see how you
She's
get
full
that.
Of shit.
I can kind of see an image of a whiskered person there, but I didn't see the Jesus image.
Yeah, I'm thinking more something It's a nice wood grain.
Yeah.
I saw coffee stains on wood. I don't know.
It's a nice wood grain. Yeah. A whiskered
person?
They're just sitting there going, we spent time on this?
Someone tell me why do I agree to this job?
It was either Jesus or Michael McDonald.
I'm so glad I took a fucking piss out of that story. That was some bullshit. I just heard Holy Ghost. I was like, I'm over it.
God, it's Kim Kardashian's vagina.
Is that her? Like, is it,
in the wood.
Some, wow.
No, they saw Jesus
the
in
wood
the wood.
And the,
it got reversed.
People, it's
the
like the fucking potato chip. I'm like, oh, wait, okay, I could kind of see it. But your point being is just fucking stupid. Like, really, you can... I don't know how people do it. This always fascinated me with the
don't poo-poo the freaking sanctified potato chips.
Don't poo-poo the potato.
He really said that. Okay, gay comment number 27. The fuck?
Hey.
Don't poo-poo on something?
Yeah.
Listen, all wood grain around a knot looks like a vagina, okay? It's really just
God's
plan.
What kind of fucking shit, pink news do you fuck with where it's like, it's a piece of wood?
Hey.
Actually, if you watch the special features on Pan's Labyrinth by Guillermo del Toro, there's a lot of vaginal imagery that happens, including the giant tree and the knot in the wood.
I wish I had a camera.
You know, I saw that
YouTube.
When I watched the movie. I went, that's a gina.
There's a lot of gina happening.
That's a freaking gina made of bark.
The people talk about morning wood. They're talking about vagina, too.
This is so much nonsense.
Morning
Why
number.
Why is this happening?
4-inch clit.
Did I take acid? Did you put acid in my beer? Is that what happened?
That's what's in the cider you brought.
Fucking hell. I did get at that shady ass liquor store down the street.
All right. Hey Sam, can you give us a little live read for some small town news?
Let's try this out. I'm gonna pull my microphone over here. Small town news.
That's not.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
That's definitely that's not
it's small town news time.
That's a lot better than what we have, though. Not right, but better.
I got that vibrato going.
It's different.
Do
you know what time
better.
It is?
It's time for small town news.
Oh, shit.
Time for small town news.
It's true. Also, another version of Speak Out from the Press Republican. This one titled, Courtesy. I don't understand why people pump their gas and leave their car to go inside and pay and get groceries while others are waiting outside to use the pump. Be courteous to others and pull over if you're going to go inside. Bitch.
I actually had that dilemma the other day. I was like, I'm finished pumping. Should I just go to the parking spot?
But then I can't. Can we start the story over? Because I stopped listening to what you said.
I lost him. I'm finished pumping.
Of course, you will lose him at that.
Are you thinking shake weight over here?
What the?
Moving on.
What's your question, Diana?
I'm just saying, can we start over? Because I really just... When you say finished pumping, that's a whole nother thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, basically, there are a lot of places...
It all depends on if you're paying attention or not.
In a small town, oftentimes you don't have to prepay at the pump. So
people
would pump their gas and then go inside to pay. That's why it's small town news. Hey, this one's titled Facebook. Why is it that people feel the need to tell all their business on Facebook? People are posting everything they do during the day. How much are they spending on things? I don't think they realize how foolish they look.
Because you look less foolish spending time out of your day to write that long-ass post when it takes two seconds to be like, eating at this restaurant, check in, all right, done. I'm not defending either party on this.
You're totally defending Facebook.
Where do you think these free lunches...
Both are ridiculous.
Where do you think these free lunches at school come from? Taxpayer money. There's nothing free.
I hate people.
Okay.
Hey, finally, a couple of comments regarding bikes have to be licensed. Yes, they do not share the road and do not follow motor vehicle rules. They act as though they own the road.
Those motherfuckers.
Motherfuckers. Bike lanes, big deal. The arrows for merging coming into the city by Old Lakeside, wrong. Check it out.
I don't even know what that guy's trying to say or that gal.
No, nobody does. That's the point of small. That's the point of Speak Out.
Okay.
Hey, cheers to those who spoil the peace of Point of Roche State Park by letting off firecrackers on Long Point at dusk and having large and aggressive dogs off leash. And this was not clear that the person could control the dogs even if they were on leash.
I don't know. I don't even know.
Hey, I live in Altona, and I also pay to have my garbage removed legally. Every morning, every night, I smell burning garbage. Nothing irks me more than a cheap, illegal way of disposing garbage. It's disgusting. I hope one day I can drink my morning coffee without smelling burning garbage.
Bro, you didn't realize your wife ate burritos last night.
Ew.
I'm hitting my head against the mic because I'm so fucking tired of people. People complain about the dumbest shit, and they just like go out of the. What was that episode we did where it was just that one bitch being like, "Oh yeah, my son died of hazing," and then Ben and Jerry's had this hazed and confused ice cream from Dazed and Confused, obviously, but it was hazelnut. It was clever, right?
This one
lady was like, my son died of hazing. Fuck you guys. I'm going to like fucking make a stink out of this. Like, people are just speaking
out over
shit.
It, right?
Some of it's funny. Some of it, but then what worries me, because I see things from a sarcastic, like, just like, I'm just fucking with it because it's so ridiculous point of view. They're real. That's what scares me. This is why I say I hate people, because people like that go out and they have a forum. If people didn't have a forum, I'd be okay with it. This is me
because you never hear them.
That person started off with, I'm from Altona. They should have just left it at that.
Exactly. That's what bothered me.
I was born in Altona.
Oh, my God. I need another a shot of tequila, which I don't drink, but I need to after this show. I mean, our guests were great, but I felt like a dick. shot of tequila, another beer, and a fucking cigarette, and some bud that I don't smoke. Contact high.
Just
what?
Stay off the blow. You're going to have the suicidal thoughts.
No, okay. First off, it was speed.
It was
speed.
It was speed.
But if you listened to last Friday, you will know what went down and what was real. If you want to know more about it, you can just see
I'll
me.
Download that. We don't
you can message me.
Hey, finally, in Speak Out, Obama's a socialist for having everyone get insured by health insurance businesses. How about we go after the programs people protesting it are receiving? They're getting actual socialized assistance through Social Security. See how they pulled the twist on there?
Can you use social one more time, please?
Well, they're just making the point. By the way, if you've ever been to Altona, you would understand why that person was bitter, because it is nothing but a... nowhere, nothing town with nothing going on.
Like Satan's asshole.
I'm bitter hearing them say that name.
Listen, Satan's asshole wouldn't go to Altona on a dare.
Mm. Do you know what would? Kim Kardashian's vagina.
Mm.
Or me. How much money are we talking?
Hi, I'm here in Altona. Hey, everybody.
Newsflash.
I want to be on Downton Abbey.
That's her being ethnic and like cultured.
What is her ethnicity? I've always wondered.
People are burning trash inside her vagina.
I'm Armenian, you.
Armenian. Huh? Was it racist of me to be like Persian, Armenian? Yeah, the same fucking thing.
But
that's not what I meant.
Listen, there was a
Chinese, Korean.
There was a genocide. Come on.
Once again, this is how you know I'm a real American, because I don't give a fuck, nor do I know.
Come on.
I don't know, nor do I care. So I don't like.
Where's that super flow tampon? Please shut this vagina up.
Quick. Right.
Okay, so that's going to do it for this edition.
I got shit to do. I got work tomorrow. The fuck?
I'm trying to wrap it up, bitch. This is it for this edition of the Nate Darling Show. For Diana, Alejandro, Sam, and our two overwhelmed crew members, this is Kim Kardashian's vagina saying bye. I'll see you on the internet, bitches.
How can I get you trying to understand? I was a different man.